AMS Sexual Assault Support Center offers support services to survivors of sexual assault and other forms of violence, as well as their friends, family members, and partners. They are committed to education and the support of students, staff, faculty, and visitors of all genders. They offer counseling, accompaniments, information, and referrals. They also facilitate specialized workshops and training sessions, develop public education campaigns, and hold special events related to anti-violence work. All services are free and confidential. For more information on programs and services, or on volunteer opportunities, visit their website, www.ams.ubc.ca/SASC.
Now!
Come out.
I understand that, but this noise has got to stop.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare, out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. Yeah, any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, 2 E's, 1 K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician. Well, a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Welcome, friends. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Thanks for coming. This is our celebration of the Flipper re-releases, which we have gotten just recently. I guess they've been out a couple months, though. Just got them recently, the Flipper re-releases of the first four albums, including the Generic album. Sex Bomb Baby and Gone Fishing and Public Flipper Limited. Okay, so we have those for you, and we have some Flipper history and some bands in the same category of their day. So we'll explain that to you here. All right. Was it 1983 already when I first heard In Life, My Friend? I had come upon Flipper late in their self-destructive history. Some hip punk DJ at KUPS Tacoma had just ordered the new second Flipper record, Gone Fishing, and spun it on his radio show. I knew then that there was something special about this band, special in a very original sense, but also in a very Jerry's Kids kind of way. I looked for that song for years after, but never ever ran across it. Be it bad luck or bad timing, the thing never surfaced. Finally, and this was some years ago, I ordered it from Subterranean Records, and In Life, My Friend still strikes me as one of the greatest punk songs ever recorded. But the press and the fans' disinterest in the full album left it ultimately unheard and overshadowed by the previous weirdcore classic, Generic Flipper. I picked up Generic in 85 and left it neglected on the shelf for way too long, eventually rediscovering it and realizing the greatness of Flipper. I caught on to classics like Ever, Way of the World, and Life. But the underground classic Sex Bomb, a favorite of Nirvana and other bands, never particularly did much for me. Anyway, probably the strangest thing about Flipper's lyrics were how negative they could be versus how positive many were, like Life is Cheap being on the minus side and In Life, My Friends being on the positive side. If there's the perfect punk anti-war song Sacrifice, which appears in its best form on the Best Of compilation Sex Bomb Baby, and the great various artists punk sampler Not So Quiet on the Western Front, which was re-released in 1999 on Alternative Tentacles, and in its so-so form on Gone Fishing. So, Flipper assaulted our senses and made us think again. The music ripped and rumbled, slow and heavy, the opposite direction of recent punk pretenders, playing fast and complaining about BS. Guitarist Ted Falcone can bitch all he wants to, being a Vietnam vet. Falcone's vet status adds extra weight to and pertinence to songs like Sacrifice. Above all, though, Flipper was about absolute nihilism and even stumbling into existentialism, as in life. The song Life, which goes, life is the only thing worth living for. A song that evidently saved one fan's life, as he reports in a letter to bassist Bruce Lewis. Nihilism is revisited in songs like Way of the World and Life is Cheap. This is what makes Flipper an increasingly timeless band. The subject matter and questions asked through the ages, and this from a band who no one took very seriously at their prime. Their influence took root and took mainly in the Pacific Northwest, where bands like Nirvana, Melvins, and Mudhoney were often to cover Flipper songs. Nirvana would take a cue from old Flipper shows and play half hour to hour long versions of Sex Bomb to piss off concert goers. The Melvins have covered Sacrifice, Someday, Love Canal, and with Nirvana they would release an album under Melvana covering Sacrifice and Way of the World. Other songs have been covered in varying degrees by L7, Concrete Blonde, REM, Sebado, and Pink Negroes. Kurt Cobain wears a handmade Flipper t-shirt on the sleeve of In Utero. Drummer Steve DePace and guitarist Will Shatter were members of a pre-Flipper band named Negative Trend. In 1979, Flipper was born, named by Ricky Williams, a short-time member who had many house pets, all called Flipper, to avoid confusion. One of Flipper's first shows was reportedly at a venue called the Deaf Club, where the audience were all deaf. Well, that's what it said in this article that I read, and simply received the vibrations of the band on stage. So Flipper's rumble and rattle, did I mention the two bassists, would have been the perfect event choice. That year they released Earthworm. Many onlookers considered Flipper a joke, and they apparently were the outcasts of the early punk scene in those days. They regularly and had verbal or physical brawls with the audience and each other. DePace told the San Francisco Weekly, "There are a lot of people who didn't particularly like our music, or would at least say that, but you know what? They were at every show." In 1981, Falcone had printed F stickers and replaced the C on the San Francisco Mission District's Clipper Street, making it Flipper Street, of course. Flipper loved to be hated, it seems. And in 1982, they saw the release of the lauded Generic album, and later Sacrifice would appear on a Not So Quiet on the Western Front soundtrack. And in 83, Shine was added to the soundtrack of Emerald Cities. That same year, a live video and the cassette Blowin' Chunks at CBGB's was made. And I do have copies of those now. This is an article I wrote for a zine of mine like years ago. Almost maybe 9, maybe 10 years ago. Maybe less. I don't know. And it says here I had not heard or seen these, but I definitely have now. The liner notes for Blowin' Chunks describe the music as disturbed or unnatural sounds. Flipper continued in their inconsistent sound project, eventually releasing a 2-record live performance called Public Flipper Limited. The title is a response to Public Image Limited's apparent PIL furring of Flipper's generic concept on PIL's album. Also generic in nature. In design, rather. At that point, also Will Shatter, bassist and singer, was moonlighting in a side project called Any Three Initials, which we will hear tonight, and which referred to a lot of the early 80s bands with the three initials like PIL, REM, OMD, XTC, etc. Also known as A3I, they produced Ruins of America, reportedly an odd and varied offering. The next year, Will Shatter ODs on heroin. 1987. Sex Bomb Baby is compiled that year also. This could be the definitive Flipper album, as it definitely hits most of the heights, though All of Gone Fishing is omitted, which I can kind of understand, but In Life, My Friends is too good to ignore. We'll be hearing that tonight. The 95 version's liner notes are lovingly penned by Mark Arm on the album Sex Bomb Baby. And Mark Arm's bands Mr. Epp and Mudhoney were heavily influenced by Flipper. And although grunge was an unfortunate tag for a Northwest punk scene, you can see it could be argued that Flipper was the template of the grunge sound. Flipper should have called it a hell of a day when Shatter died. Instead, Rick Rubin, head of the American Recordings and a Flipper fan, encouraged the surviving members to regroup and eventually result in 1992's American Graffiti, a sad, sad example of what Flipper was not. This is the one you'd find in the used bins, kids. Perhaps as a spooky omen of sorts, Ricky Williams, the early Flipper member that named the band and coined the sounds as Pet Rock, died of a heroin overdose the year before. John Doherty, who took Shatter's place on the reunion tour, also overdosed on heroin in 1997. So I think end it there right now. Let's listen to this is track by Negative Trend, and this is the pre-Flipper band with Will Shatter and other members. So we're going to be hearing Negative Trend, a track called No Alternative on Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show.
Why now? I got no heritage. I'm just just a white man, and never been oppressed. I'm just a white man, never been oppressed. You're always a suspect if your actions don't conform. Always under watch, Big Brother's watching if you don't wear a uniform. I read it out in black and white, black and white, black and white, black and white. I'm just a white man, I never been oppressed. I'm just a white man, I got no treasures. I'm just a white man, never been repressed. I'm just a white man, no heritage. No alternative, no alternative, no alternative, no alternative.
And you can hear a bit of Sex Pistols in that, which they were, you know, very evidently very inspired by Sex Pistols. Played at Negative Trend played Sex Pistols' last show, apparently, in the States. So interesting. I don't know what time they broke up. Later, Will Shatter and others became Flipper, of course. And Flipper's Love Canal is one of the early singles that they had out. It's about the environmental disaster known as Love Canal. And here's the track. We'll be right back. And Love Canal by Flipper, one of the earlier recordings of theirs, which made it onto the Sex Bomb Baby compilation of sorts, came out years ago. Now, as I mentioned, was it Ricky Williams that coined the name Flipper? He was an early member of the band, but left very early before any recorded sound. Evidently, he coined the band's sound as pet rock, and under the pet rock, category or what's the word? Genre, pet rock genre. There were a few bands which were contenders in the day that didn't go nearly as far as Flipper, but there are a few of them out there in the San Francisco area mostly. There was Mycon, Animal Things, Church Police, just to name a few that I know of. So we're going to be hearing some of those now. We've got Mycon for you on the turntable. And Circle of Tragedy from the Red Spot compilation on Subterranean Records. Mycon and Circle of Tragedy from the Red Spot compilation on Subterranean Records, 1981. And Church Police was another band in the area at the time. Church Police, whose album, which I think is just called Church Police, had about 7 tracks on it, one of which is on the Not So Quiet on the Western Front compilation, along with Flipper's Sacrifice. The Church Police track, The Oven Is My Friend, is a, wow, it is a major, major amazing song, which really stands out on Not So Quiet on the Western Front. But since I have the Church Police album in front of me, and it's a fairly rare item to get nowadays, will play something that you can't hear as readily, you know, anywhere. So we'll play Church Police's Life is Fun now from one of the early Pet Rock bands in Flipper's heyday. Church Police, Life is Fun, CITR. Yes, Church Police and Life is Fun. If you ever have a chance to hear the track that comes right before it, The Oven is My Friend, it's on the Not So Quiet on the Western Front compilation, Alternative Tentacles, 1981, I think. And it's a great, great track, and really appreciate it. I've been in touch with one of the Church Police people, which, you know, it's kind of cool. Let's see, what else, what other names can I drop here? Let's get on to the Red Spot compilation once again, and another Pet Rock band. under the same genre as Flipper was going in those times, the pet rock category. Let's hear Animal Things and It's Dark in Here.
I'm Shani from Inepsi. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hello. Yeah, Animal Things, and It's Dark in Here. Very most claustrophobic track ever, I think. And that was from the Red Spot compilation, again, 1981 from Subterranean Records. And we're going to be hearing some more Flipper, back to Flipper now. We just heard some of their sidekicks, some of the people that were doing pet rock back in the early 80s and the
days when Flipper came out with this album, Generic Flipper, which we're going to be hearing a track, one of my favorite tracks. And it seems like all the Flipper tracks that I like the most are some of the weirdest ones. It's just how I am. Flipper, yes, I don't know if you know, I don't care for many American punk bands. Flipper is the one of the bands that I a punk band that I like the most of any of the punk bands in the world. I think there's a few more. There's other bands like, but you probably never heard of them. So we're gonna be hearing something from Generic Flipper and the track, which is called "Life Is Cheap." Very strange production on this one. But enjoy, kids. We'll be back with some of well, there's a little side project by Bruce Lewis, a little thing he's done on his own, a single that was re-released on Subterranean a few years ago. So we'll be getting to hear that and more Flipper in the near future.
Yeah. Brittany.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Xtina. Mariah. CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
Diamanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate?
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
And you're listening to CITR and Exquisite Corpse Radio and our special Flipper highlight this evening. We've been hearing some Flipper tracks. We heard we started off the show with a early Negative Trend track, which was a precursor to Flipper, and we heard Flipper and their Sex Bomb Baby. We heard tracks from a few bands under the pet rock genre, which was created by Ricky Williams, an early member of Flipper who didn't stay with him long, but left that lasting nomenclature. And we heard a few things like that. Life is cheap was what we just heard from the Generic Flipper album, which came out, I guess, before the PIL had their, you know, Generic. They had Public Image Limited came out with that album that said album when it was on the LP cassette, on the cassette, and compact disc, if you bought the compact disc. So it was a Generic thing. So a Flipper later, like I said, before they released a double disc live, you know, they were LPs at the time, called Public Flipper Limited. So they had a thing going with PIL there for a while. Out of respect, I think. I think they had some sort of respect for that. That's kind of, Flipper sort of kept that slow, dirgy thing going while punk rock was finding a faster beat, and a uniform, and the leather jacket, and the boots, and the faster hardcore. Flippers was, for me, I think the true punk rockers just really bucking the trend and getting slower, and just more abrasive. And I think it really worked. It worked for me. So we're going to be hearing, what do we got? More Flipper coming up here for you. Oh, I got, well, I know what I have a Bruce Luce here, and which you never know if it's meant to be Bruce Luce or Bruce Luce. He spells it with one O, Luce. So Bruce Luce and Subterranean came out with a single of his in, oh, what does it say here? It doesn't say anything. Yeah, it does. 1983, and Subterranean re-released this thing just in the last 7 or so years, I think, within that time span, and I'm not really sure. But here's his very sort of art-damaged track by Bruce Luce called What's Your Name on Exquisite Corpse Radio. Okay, sorry. It occurs to me that you're not hearing this, and I am. So let's take it back to the beginning. Sorry, stick with me a sec. Okay, is this better?
Here I was thinking we had a pretty good show going. Oh well. Wouldn't be Exquisite Corpse without a few mess-ups. Stay tuned.
Bruce Lewis there with What's Your Name from a 7-inch put out by Subterranean a few years ago and originally 1983. And, well, we're getting to 1983 and Gone Fishing is coming up. The album that just this year, just the last couple months, came out on CD for the very first time. I've had the vinyl for some time and not many people did have that vinyl, evidently. The track In Life, My Friends, being, for me, the greatest punk song ever done. And one of the greatest songs ever in any category, in my opinion. It just never ceases to give me goosebumps. So we're going to be hearing that in a little while. First, we're going to be hearing a track that when Will Shatter did his little stint of a little side... a little side project with Any Three Initials, which, what did I say again? And along with two boys from Bad Posture, they produced Ruins of America, reportedly an odd and varied offering. And I tracked it down, finally. And the track from it, which was evidently an early Flipper track, was called Boom, Boom, Boom. And it's another one of those sort of apocalyptic, claustrophobic kind of tracks that kind of makes you scared and makes you angry. And it's one of those, I don't know, it's one of those, it's a classic Flipper track, and it's never appeared on any of their albums. Evidently, there are works that are in the vaults. That they may come out with a CD worth of stuff that has never been heard before. I think I've got some of that at home. I won't be sharing any of that with you tonight. But hopefully Boom 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 will be one of those. Evidently, it's a very, very early penned Flipper track. This one's done by Any Three Initials with Will Shatter and the gang. So Any Three Initials and Boom 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 on Exquisite Corpse Radio.
So nice. tried. I can't recall the way to cast my shadow. I can hear it.
Any three initials there with Boom 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 from the Ruins of America, and that was a cassette, which evidently that never came out, but there are bootleg cassette copies and things, and that is a copy of that. Boom Boom Boom, which was an early Flipper track, like I said, and I don't know if it exists in any audio form as a Flipper track, but Will Shatter did it in Any Three Initials with right before he OD'd in 1987. Will Shatter, being true to his name, Will Shatter, and did Flipper. And now again with the album called Gone Fishing, first time on CD. Just came out on CD, and it's never been on CD before. It's 1983, and I heard this on a Tacoma station that I later DJ'd at. Maybe it might have been 84, I don't know. And Gone Fishing, it comes with the cover of a picture of their van, which is a fold-out sort of thing. You can cut it out and then fold it into their van, which says a lot of interesting things along the side, like Flipper suffered for their music, now it's your turn. Also written around, along the side, it says coming to a repair shop near you. And it's just a painted up mess with, of course, shark's teeth on the front of the thing. So yeah, very interesting van. I talked to one of the members of Savage Republic when I saw him at a recent show. They were heavily influenced by Flipper as well. They talked about the van being parked outside his, I think, his mom's or mother-in-law's house or something, and we connected there. So a little trivia. Anyway, Gone Fishing, this track, In Life, My Friends, third track from the album Gone Fishing. And this is one of my favorite tracks of all time. I don't know, it's just the way it's the pacing of it. It's the guitar in the background is just sort of all over the place. It's kind of
like hearing it's kind of the closest to metal I'll ever get, but last track anyway. And the beat's just sort of steady and constant, and the lyrics are sort of a little bit optimistic for Flipper and a bit existential as well, which is common for them. In Life, My Friends, from Gone Fishing, the greatest song ever recorded on Exquisite Corpse Radio.
We'll be right back. demand is a sacrifice. The demand is a sacrifice. The demand is a sacrifice. The demand is a sacrifice. Can you hear the war cry? It's time to enlist. Those too afraid to live. Living as cattle. The masses speak as one. They demand a sacrifice. They demand a sacrifice. They demand a sacrifice.
UBC Rec is everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
Morning.
Good day to you, sir. Hey, wait a minute, what the hell? Getting real tired of you ducking me, man. Yeah?
Oh, my God.
Thank you to all the donors who pledged their financial support during the CITR on-air fund drive. We are moved by your generosity, and thank you for enabling us to purchase new equipment and improve our programming. Do remember to stop by the station, pay your pledges, and pick up your prizes. We look forward to meeting you anytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Thank you again for your amazing response. Listen to our happy voices on the air, happier after we purchase new equipment for our studios. Thanks again.
All right, let's go to the bank.
Okay, thanks for joining me this evening, listening to my favorite punk band. And all of the little side projects and related bands that were doing the same pet rock kind of thing in that time period, very early 80s. And you're listening to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. Thanks for coming by tonight. It's nice to know you're listening out there. Drop me a line if you want at artcorpse@yahoo.com, or you can find me on online, different presence. You can just Google stuff. Google Bleak, B-L-E-E-K. You can look up Value Village People. That is me. And a bunch of other things. Anyway, let me see. We got... I figured we'd play one more Flipper track from the live. We haven't played anything live from Flipper yet, and this is a newly re-released Public Flipper Limited. I remember seeing the vinyl back in the day, about 1985, and I saw it there, and I didn't buy it, and I've been like kicking myself ever since. I've never seen it, but here it is on CD. We're gonna hear from disc number two, "The Wheel," music by Bruce Luce, lyrics "Will Shatter." And let me see here. It was live on KUSF in San Francisco then. So here you go, kids. The Wheel from Flipper. This will be the last of our Flipper segment right here. Mm-hmm. And that's Flipper with The Wheel from Public Flipper Limited. And I am The Wheel. Let me do this in tight in here. Let's talk about what's coming up in concerts in our city here, which is called Vancouver. This is, what's the date anyway? 19th? 29th? No way. It's really the 29th? So, we're looking at February, I guess. If we're looking at the calendar on the Discorder magazine, you got the Gray Leather Boots and Connor McGuire and the Get Down at the Backstage Lounge on Sunday, the 1st. Martin Joseph at St. James Hall on Monday, the 2nd. We got Sorcerers, Adelaide, and that's it, at the Biltmore. Dixie's Death Pool and Make Love and Buffalo Swans at the Railway Club. And Steve Reich's drumming at the Heritage Hall. That's happening all on Tuesday, the 3rd. And Steve Reich will be back at the Heritage on the 4th. And live from a Bush of Ghosts at Studio 16, which will be every night until the 15th. So that sounds interesting. Push Festival coming up here, in case you wanted to know more about that. I don't, that's all I know. And I was going to tell you about... Let me see if I can go there real quick. I'm wasting time here. I'm wasting lots of time. I don't have much time left. Thunderbird Radio Hell is coming up very soon. Well, I wanted to tell you about, there's an anniversary show being done by Some Assembly Required. And I had some email on that I was going to get to, but I don't have time now. But they're having an anniversary. They have their interviews online with people like Negative Land, Evolution Control Committee, Steve Fisk, Wobbly, People Like Us, Ergo Fizmiz, I think. A bunch of other bands. They are a radio show that does a lot of the stuff we do with the Plunderphonics and sound recontextualizing, that sort of thing. So Some Assembly Required. So keep that in mind. So, and by the guy that heads up that radio show, we have Escape Mechanism in front of us now. It's what he does music as, Jonathan Nelson. And so we're going to be hearing a track from the Escape Mechanism album Emphasis Added. A track called Details. Anyway, thanks for dropping by to Exquisite Corpse Radio. Remember, the future is bleak. Stand by for Thunderbird Radio Hell coming up in about 7 minutes.
Well, here, let me put it this way. We'll be right back.
This is DJ Betty Ford here to tell you that your favorite Tuesday night DJs have moved to Republic. Join myself and Trevor Risk in the main room as we conduct a balls-out assault on the dance floor. Or get it on the patio to a rotating crew of selectors, including CITR DJs and other famous people. We'll be mashing the latest tracks with all your favorite classics. And we'll have those trademark drink specials and cheap cover that you've been loving all these years. Plus, you can bring in your friend of CITR card or CITR membership card for free cover for you and a guest before midnight. Only at Full Tilt Tuesdays at Republic, 958 Granville Street at Nelson. Full Tilt Tuesdays, manic weeknight hysteria from the original Tuesday Night Wrecking Crew.
Stewie. Hey.
Hey there. So, it's been 24 hours. Got my money?
You know what? Just give me till next Friday. I'll have it for you.
Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I said have it today.
Yeah, I don't have it. Sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. That's good, OJ.
Ah!
Yeah, that hurt?
Ah!
That hurt?
What the hell?
Yeah, it feels so good.
Thank you to all the donors who pledged their financial support during the CITR on-air fund drive. We are moved by your generosity, and thank you for enabling us to purchase new equipment and improve our programming. Do remember to stop by the station, pay your pledges, and pick up your prizes. We look forward to meeting you anytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Thank you again for your amazing response. Listen to our happy voices on the air, happier after we purchase new equipment for our studios. Thanks again.
You got till 5 o'clock, you hear me? You got till 5 o'clock!
You freaking psychopath!